Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Grandpappy Spears' house was broken into the other night. Everything turned over, but nothing was missing. A note was left saying, "We know you are in possession of it. Relinquish it before death overtakes you." It is thought that the note has reference to the diamond Lum bought at the county seat, and the writer is probably the man who talked to Grandpappy the day Lum and Abner were out of town, and mistook Grandpappy for the owner of the Coonlin Diamond. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum on his way to the Jot'em Down store. Listen.
Morning, Ulysses.
Morning, Lum.
How's everything with you this morning, Ulysses?
Okay, Lum.
Hey, Lum, just a minute. Wait for me there.
Hello, Abner.
Yeah, morning.
Hurry up there. I thought you'd be down to the store already.
No, Elizabeth is late with breakfast this morning. Say, did anything happen over at Grandpap's last night?
No, not a thing. Huh. I just got a stiff neck from trying to sleep on that sofa there in Spears' parlor or so.
Yeah, nobody tried to break in or nothing, huh?
Oh, of course not. I never expected them to. I still say it was a waste of time to spend the night over there.
Well, Grandpap wanted somebody over there, and I thought we oughtn't to take a chance on Grandpap getting killed or something.
Well, I don't think nobody's actually going to kill Grandpap.
Mom, that note said something like that was going to happen to him. So you better give up the diamond before death happened to him.
It never said diamond in there. The note just said relinquish it. And that it might mean most anything.
Well, it must be the diamond. That peculiar feller come in the store here when we was gone. He accused Grandpap of having that Coonlin diamond and wanted it back.
Yeah, but we ain't got no proof that that was the same feller that ransacked Grandpap's house the other night.
I'll bet anything I've got it was, though.
I don't know. I think you're worrying too much about this, Abner.
You dad blame right I'm worried, and I'll tell you why. That feller tried to break into our house last night.
Into your house?
Yes, sir. Are you sure
about that?
Just as sure as I am that I'm walking along this street here.
Well, wait a minute. How do you know it was him?
I know it was.
Well, you don't even know what he looks like. You've never saw him.
Yeah, but that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure.
Well, I think it was him, though. Leastways, it was somebody I know, Lum. Long about 2 o'clock, I reckon it was, Elizabeth woke me up and said she thought something was prowling around the house there. Wanted me to get up and look, natural.
And did you?
Well, not right away. No sense in getting out of a warm bed and taking a chance on getting a new moon is less than you're sure about something like that, Lum. So I just sort of laid there for 25 or 30 minutes, I reckon, listening. And sure enough, sounded just like somebody was tampering with the window, trying to get it open.
So then you went down and looked, huh?
Well, not right away. See, I wasn't sure just which window it was. It sounded like the parlor window over on the north side of the house, but I couldn't be sure. And Elizabeth was jawing at me so much, telling me to get out of bed, I couldn't hear nothing no ways.
Well, what'd you do then?
Well, I just laid real still so as I could fool whoever it was, you know. Not let him know I was actually awake. And then pretty soon that noise changed. Sounded like he's working on the kitchen window. So right then I just started figuring on a plan to trap him.
That was a good idea. Yeah. What kind of a plan did you figure out?
Well, I don't know. Forever I got it worked out good while Elizabeth come back and started jawing at me again.
Come back? Where'd she been?
Oh, she went downstairs and taken the broom and scared him away. Just ruined my whole plan.
You mean you never once got out of bed?
Well, what would you use when you got a woman like Elizabeth around to mix everything up? Dog, there's just nothing else you can do.
Well, if you want my honest opinions, I think you just imagined the whole thing. More than likely, heard the wind rattling the window.
No, sir, now, Lum. Elizabeth swears up and down she seen somebody run away from her.
Well, she more than likely just imagined she seen somebody.
When Elizabeth says she sees something, Lum, she sees it.
Well, I think both of you are just kind of nervous and uneasy on account of the Spears' place being broke into. And under them conditions, it's
easy
to imagine.
Well, for the land's sake, what's that Cedric doing?
Cedric?
Yeah, look at him. standing there staring up into that tree there like he's in a trance.
Looks like he's got something treed up there.
Yeah. Look there, he's holding a pencil and paper there like he's getting ready to write something down. Now, what's that boy up there?
Looks like he was frozen.
Hey, Cedric.
Mom.
What are you doing?
Honey, Mr. Abner, don't go on. You fellas sure scared me.
What in the world are you doing standing there like that anyway?
Oh, I'm waiting for a bud to bust open.
Well, it...
I'm doing my homework. We're supposed to draw a picture of a little bud busting opening for school. Nature study.
Oh, I see.
Well, boy, quick as one opens up, I'm ready for it.
Oh, how long have you been standing there, Cedric?
Oh, not long. Couple of hours is all. Got up at 5 o'clock this morning.
Well, if I was you, I don't believe I'd wait there no longer, Cedric. That tree's been dead for 5 years.
Mom?
I believe you better try that one across the street.
Yeah, that one looks like it's got a lot of buds on it.
Oh, much obliged.
Yeah, don't mention it. That boy.
Yeah, come on, Abner. We got to get the store opened up. We're 15 minutes late already.
Yeah, all right, I'm hurrying.
You got your key, Abner? Granny, we got to fix that loose board in that porch step there.
Oh, you hurt yourself, huh?
No. Skin my shin a little. I've been laying off to fix that for years now.
Yeah, somebody's going to get hurt on that one of these days, I'm feared.
Yeah, hurry up and get that door unlocked.
Well, I'm hurrying. This padlock don't work as good as it used to. Here, I got it, I believe. Yeah,
we're going to have to get a new one someday. Go on in.
Now, what do you know? Look, Lum. Nobody's been in here.
Well, of course not. What did you expect?
I don't know. I was just short. That feller broke in here during the night and ransacked everything.
Granny, you've got breaking in on the brain. Is that all you can think about?
It is with that feller in town.
Well, we don't even know he's in town. Fact is, I don't believe he is.
Lum, something peculiar is going on around here. I know that. And I believe we better hide that diamond in a better place than it's in now. Long as you won't agree to sell it.
Well, I think you're right about that. We oughtn't to take no chances on something as valuable as that thing.
No, sir.
Whoever that was that broke into Grandpap's place might accidental come in here and stumble onto that safe.
Yeah, I just don't believe we ought to leave that diamond here at the store at night, Lum, at all.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Abner.
But I know good and well now I ain't going to take it home with me. I don't want to have nothing to do with that thing. Don't want to sleep in the same house with something that's got a curse on it.
Oh, prattle.
Special not with that fella sneaking around my house at night.
All right, I'll take it home with me tonight.
With you? What, you sure you ought to do that, Lum? I don't want nothing to happen to you, neither.
Well, in the first place, even if that fella was in town, he wouldn't ever think of breaking in my place because he thinks Grandpappy Spears is me. And in the second place, I don't think he's even in town in the first place. So, you see, I can't possibly be in no danger.
I beg your pardon, but...
Oh, God, you scared me, mister. Made me ruin a bud.
I did what?
You done it. Looky here, I was drawing a bud busting open. Now it's all ruined.
Oh, I am sorry. Please excuse.
It's all right. Weren't going to be much good no ways. I don't seem to be much good on drawing buds. I'm better on rabbits. How are you on rabbits?
I do not know. Drawing rabbits I have never attempted.
Oh, here, it's easy. I'll show you how to do it. It ain't hard. See, you just take a pencil and draw a round circle.
Please
and put
excuse,
ears on.
But are you familiar with the establishment across the street?
Mom?
That building there. What is the name? Jotam Down Store. Do you know the owners?
Let's see, owners. I know who runs it.
Well, that will do.
Mr. Lum runs it. Mr. Abner sweeps out and makes the delivers, but I think Mr. Lum runs the store.
Yes, this Mr. Lum, he lives 2 blocks down that way on the corner, does he not?
Oh, no, Mom. No, Mr. Lum lives over that way. You see, you go up the street about 3 blocks and then turn to the right. No, I guess you better go down this other street here and about 3 blocks and turn... George, I don't believe you can get there from here. No, Mr. Grandpappy Spears lives where you're talking about.
Oh, so that's where I made my mistake.
Mom?
But wait. This Mr. Spears, does he not run the store sometimes, too?
Oh, just once in a while when Mr. Long and Mr. Abner are out of town. I think he run it for him a day or so last week when they went to the county seat.
Ah, yes. Yes, that is it. Excellent. Tell me, do you know if this Mr. Lum owns a diamond?
A diamond? Well, I don't know where he does or not. I recollect hearing him say he wanted to buy one, though, to give to Miss Emmeline Platt for an engagement ring. See, him and her's going to get engaged.
Thank you.
School teacher over there.
That is enough. Good day.
Well, wait a minute. Don't you want me to show you how to draw a rabbit? Just
no,
make a circle
thank you.
And put 2 ears on.
No, thank you. I have much more important work to attend to. And this time I shall not fail.